Today on the Weekly Walk podcast, Eric and I revisit one of our favorite topics, goal setting. And we discuss and debate the power of setting fun-sized goals and exactly what that means. So if you've got big dreams, big goals, and things that you want to accomplish, lace up your sneakers and let's get going. Welcome to the Weekly Walk podcast, the perfect podcast to take with you on a 30-minute walk. I'm Joyce, the pack leader here at 99 Walks, and each week, my husband and co-founder, Eric, and I explore tools, tactics, research, and random stories to help you keep moving forward and creating a life you love. Hey, Eric.
Hey, Joyce.
Let's set a really big goal.
Like a big, hairy, audacious goal?
BHAG. What do they call those?
I think that's what they call them.
Instead of BHAG. Do you know what I saw recently? This totally freaked me out.
A spider?
Well, spiders don't really freak me out unless they're in the bed. Spiders in the podcast booth or in the bed. Those freak me out for sure.
Okay. What did you see that freaked you out?
I saw someone talking about goal setting and they said, start with a 25-year goal.
I think for me, that would be above ground still. That's my 25-year goal.
Right? I mean, somebody needs to do, maybe we should do a podcast. Maybe we should write a book about goal setting for people in their 50s and beyond. Because I do think it maybe is a little different.
I would say, because I guess for our kids, a 25-year goal, sure. Seems a little crazy to have a goal that's more than twice their age, but hey, why not? But for us, yeah, nope.
How about 10 years? Can you set a 10-year goal?
No, I'm sort of working on 5 years right now.
5 years?
5 years is about as sort of far as I can goal set these days.
So you have 5-year goals? Do tell. They're secret goals, aren't they?
They're secret goals.
No, you can't have secret goals.
Yes, I can. I can have secret goals. Then we could get into the whole, if you tell people your goals, you get the dopamine, and then you don't actually do your goals. And we could probably do a whole podcast on that.
There's as much research that says telling people your goals actually helps you achieve them as there is that telling people your goals doesn't.
I believe the other research.
That's only because you want to keep them secret.
It's like when you make a wish on your birthday cake. And
no.
You blow out the candles. You can't tell anybody.
Okay. I think we got to start with some real fundamentals here.
Okay.
Goals are not wishes.
I know, but you can't tell anybody.
No. Okay. Do you have business goals?
Yes.
Am I your business partner?
Yes.
Do I get to know your business goals?
No.
Dude, it's not going to work like this.
All right. Maybe after the podcast, I'll tell you the business goals.
Okay. That would be awesome.
Okay. I can sum it up for you.
Okay.
Make the business really big and great and change lives and just be amazing.
Okay. That's not a great goal.
What's wrong with it?
Well,
that was a softball. You're supposed to say everything.
I was actually going to say where to begin. All right. Let's talk about some basic goal setting principles. Let's start with why to set goals. And we've talked about goal setting before, but not in quite a while. And we have a very specific angle or lens through which we want to talk about goal setting today.
Okay.
So, but let's start with the broad strokes. Why even set goals?
Well, if you get in your car and start driving, why pick a destination?
Because you've got to go to the bank.
Okay.
Or you want to go on vacation.
Okay.
I mean, usually you don't get in your car and drive unless you have a goal. Unless you just want to put the top down and crank up the tunes and go.
Yeah. Not a Beach Boys song. But it's same thing. Where do we want to go on the journey? Life is a journey.
Life is a journey. Life is a highway. Yeah. I want to, how does that go?
Ride it all night long?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Goals. Goals are important, I believe, because I do think that your time and your attention, your time and your attention get eaten up by the world, by the demands, by other people's expectations, by social media, by television, by the old expression, like the work will expand to fill the time allotted to it.
Right. So if you have things you want to accomplish, if you have achievements or places you'd like to be in your life, you need a goal.
And what if you don't? What if you're just happy to be on the ride?
Well, if you're happy to be on the ride, then maybe your goal is to stay happy to be on the ride.
Ooh, fair enough.
Because stuff's going to happen. Like, you're going to hit potholes, keeping that metaphor going, no matter what. And having that goal of
staying present.
Yeah, and being in where you are in this place. You know, we're in a pretty great place. So where do I want to be in 5 years? I want to be pretty much in this great place, but move forward a few
tweaks.
Iotas, yes.
So I think that's a really fair point. So I think goal setting is mission critical for just about everyone, even the people who want to keep going on the path that they're on.
Absolutely.
All right. So long-term goals, short-term goals?
All of the above?
Agreed. So I think it starts with that kind of long-term goal. And there's a little bit of a difference, as we were talking about, between wishes and goals and dreams and goals. And I think you need all of those things. I think you need the dreams.
Right.
I think you need some vision. And it's okay to be wrong. I think that's one of the things that holds people back is, what if I'm wrong about that dream? What if I get there and I don't like it? And the point is, especially if you set a goal or you picture a dream and you do the work to get there and you decide you don't really like it, I'm thinking this through as I'm talking, which is why I'm speaking so awkwardly. But you get there and you realize you don't want that goal or you don't like that dream. What you've proven to yourself is that you can set a goal or establish a dream and go get it. And that means you have the power to change it.
That's true. But just taking half a step backwards, have I sort of shared the metaphor of climbing the ladder only to realize that the ladder is leaning up against the wrong wall?
So many times.
Yeah. So that's sort of what we were talking about. Sort of what you were talking about. But you're looking at it the positive, because if you get to the top of that wall, you have demonstrated you have the ability to climb that ladder. And then really all you have to do is move the ladder to a new wall.
Exactly. So that's exactly my point, is that the lessons that we learn through accomplishing a goal, even if it turns out to be the wrong goal, you can take those lessons and apply them again.
You keep moving that. There's a lot of walls that we can put our ladder against.
You're loving the wall ladder metaphor.
Beating it to death.
To death.
Yep.
All right. So goals, we believe, have value. We could talk, and we have talked in the past about why perhaps people are reluctant to set goals, but I think that's not the direction to go today. I think it's a little bit more about almost, not the mechanics, but, well, let me just keep going, right? You set the big goal, the big dream.
Yep.
Where do you want to be? 5 years, 10 years, 25 years if you're 11. Whatever the window that makes some sense for where you are in your life. And then bring that down into shorter term kind of goals, bite size or pieces of that.
Snack size, fun size goals.
Fun size goals. I've recently reading a bunch of research around this idea that 90 days seems to be a really good window for that kind of goal setting.
Is that sort of an intermediate time frame or?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Like you can apparently, some of the research, and I'm sure there's research to contradictory to this, but some of the research says that you can sort of stay on mission and charge towards a specific goal for about 90 days.
Okay.
Which I thought was interesting.
And what happens after 90 days?
You get bored.
Bored.
And you sort of need to perhaps adjust the sails. And hopefully you've accomplished that goal, which is an intermediary step towards the bigger goals, the bigger dreams.
Right.
So you should set a intermediary goal that's about 3 months to accomplish it.
All right.
Still not what we want to talk about today.
What do we want to talk about today?
Today we want to talk about the fun size or bite size goals it takes to get there and the power of setting teeny tiny goals.
I like that. And I think that makes a lot of sense.
But until we can get to that idea, because the teeny tiny goals, I think only really work if they're in the direction you want to go, if that makes any sense.
Well, baby steps, right? Is that sort of what we're looking at? Just little tiny goals, micro goals going in the direction that you want to take.
Yeah, but I think in order for them to be effective, you need to know the direction you want to take, i.e. you need the bigger goals.
100%.
So.
Right, because if you take a baby step in the wrong direction,
you're not accomplishing anything.
Not so helpful.
Right, exactly. So once you've identified the dream, the bigger goals, those big, hairy, audacious BHAGs.
Goals.
Just forgot the G. Then break it down into 90 days. And then I think here's where the magic happens. Teeny tiny goals.
Yeah, because the big goals just take a lot, like you're talking about the 90 days, it takes a lot of mental and emotional energy to grind those out. But a small goal is just, like I said, fun size. It's just not that taxing on your willpower, on your system. It's just right there in front of you.
So the inspiration for today's podcast actually came out of a Facebook post in the 99 Walks pack from a year ago that I made a note of because I thought it was so powerful and I thought it would be a really good topic to talk about. And one of our pack members shared this fact that she was having a lot of trouble meeting her goals, her 99 Walks walking goals. And what she said is that every month she was raising the bar. More, 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 more.
Is she on the hedonic treadmill?
Is there a hedonic treadmill of 99 walks, walking goals?
I don't know. Is there? Could there be?
I don't think so.
Okay.
That's a whole different topic that warrants a whole different conversation because that's about wanting more. Keeping up with the Joneses, that's really far afield.
Back on track. Okay. Yeah. Bad tangent.
I don't think we can go there.
Okay.
So she was talking about the fact that each month she was raising her goal to something that was just not practical, not doable, that didn't feel good. And she was about to give up. And she was about to give up on 99 walks. And she was about to give up on her walking practice. And right before she did that, she thought, what if I set a goal for 20 miles for this month, which was a small goal for her. Everybody has different goals. For some people, that would be really ambitious. For her, that was pretty moderate. And she crushed it. And what happened?
She did it again.
And again, and again. And all of that starts to add up. And I recently heard about this on another podcast where the advice was like set goals that are so small, you practically can't fail.
All right. Like what's a good example of that small goal? Like that, right. That could be like just walking around the block.
It depends who you are. I mean, what that goal is obviously totally different for everybody because,
right.
You know, what what's a good, totally doable goal for, like an easy goal for you? Squat 200 pounds.
Right. Or
but right, that's right. That's undoable for most people. So you can't define what they are.
Sure. Or writing a book. It could be write one paragraph.
So this is sort of where this all comes from, which we didn't really talk about. Because did you know that I have a goal of finishing my new book?
Yes.
I'm not doing so well.
So I think you have 72 hours.
What do you mean?
Did you want to finish by your birthday?
No, I wanted to finish the first draft by the end of June.
Ah, okay.
So I have more than 72 hours. Thank you very much. But not much more. Anyway, so historically, I've tried to write between 600 and 700 words a day, which is generally doable for me. But I haven't been able to do it. So then I thought, okay, well, what if I set a goal of writing between 300 and 400 words a day, which seems really doable.
That does seem doable. Have you started doing that?
Not yet.
You gonna?
I would like to.
Tomorrow?
Maybe.
Because I know you write in the morning and we're recording this after the morning.
Way after the morning.
It's almost midnight for us.
Which means like 3 p.m.
Yeah.
So, right, 300 words a day seems really friggin' easy.
Yeah, that would be great.
So, what are some of your bite-sized, snack-sized, easy-to-accomplish goals? Okay. Or are they still all secret?
Yeah, I don't really have any bite-sized goals. I mean, I'm going to take a lot away from this podcast and start putting some stuff into practice. But I need to give that some thought.
Well, I suppose that only works if you have your big goals, your big secret goals.
Well, here's something. I mean, my shoulder has been bothering me. I have a little something going on in there from my CrossFitting endeavors. So I guess my short-term goals are to just not re-aggravate it and start strengthening it and make it feel a little bit better each and every day.
Yeah, that's not a goal.
It's not a goal?
No, goals have to be measurable.
Okay, so have you forgotten? Yeah.
Should we go back to goal setting 101?
No.
But we haven't talked about it, so maybe we should.
Yeah, okay.
Goals, to be really effective, goals have to be measurable, which is why, gosh, I'm trying to remember what you said earlier. Oh, about building a great business, not a goal, because goals have to be something that you can measure and track if they're going to be those kinds of goals.
Okay, how about for my shoulder, how about my goal is to do 10 minutes of shoulder-focused rehab movements every day that I work out?
So that would be 5 days a week.
5 days a week, do 10 minutes a day.
I don't know. Is that what your shoulder needs?
I think so.
Then yes, then that would be a good goal.
All right. There we go.
Write it down. Check it off the list.
You got it.
All right.
Yes. we both were like, let's talk now. So why are shorter goals so much more so powerful?
Well, part of it has to do with just simply how we're wired. So we think that we're wired to respond when we do a crappy job, right? Our self-talk, many of us, is not so great. And when you don't accomplish your goal, whatever it is, you beat yourself up. I suck, I failed, all of that. And somehow we think that that's going to help us perform better. But the truth of the matter is, what helps us perform better is feeling like we're successful.
I mean, I've always said that from back in our previous lives when my main job was selling advertising. If I'd be in a little bit of a slump, like it was, I'd keep going and keep going. But wow, once I got a little bit of success, it was like a big gust of wind in my sails. It just powered me forward.
And that's human nature. So if you set yourself up for success by setting teeny tiny goals. And actually, I'm going to go back to something that you just said. But if you set yourself up for success by setting teeny tiny goals, then you get that feeling of wind in your sails, which has me back to your shoulder. 10 minutes, 5 days a week. I don't think that's a teeny tiny goal.
All right. How about my goal is 10 minutes tomorrow? Just want to do 10 minutes tomorrow.
Okay.
And then I'll probably add to that. But for right now, I'm just going to focus on that and I'm not going to worry about anything beyond that. So I'm setting that small goal.
Okay. Fair enough.
Okay.
I guess small goals can be set even if they're big. It's kind of not what my thinking was around this. That's like setting a big goal but only doing it once. That's kind of not my thinking around this. My thinking around this is smaller goals that you can replicate.
All right. So what should I do with my shoulder? What would be a good example?
I don't know, because I don't know what the shoulder rehab protocol is for your shoulder. So I don't know what it takes to get from here to there. But it does seem to me that setting a goal of 10 minutes five times a week does not feel like a small, easy, you know, softball of a goal.
Got it. Okay.
Does that make sense?
It does. It does. So what would be a softball of a goal in something else? Like, let's say one of my big goals is I want to visit every state in the United States. And I set this year. And I set that as a goal.
You want to visit every state this year?
This year.
In 1 year, you want to visit all of the states?
Yes.
Well, that's a stupid goal unless you have nothing else to do.
Well,
I mean, I don't want, you know, don't yuck your yum, but I don't think there's any way you turn that into a small goal because that's a massive goal. You know, you have to have, in order to accomplish that in 12 months, you have to have a lot of money and a lot of free time. It's not impossible, but I think that would be, oh my gosh, how many states is that a month?
All right. So let's say I want to visit every state in the country in 10 years.
Okay.
How could I make a smaller goal? Because that would be a big, hairy, audacious goal.
Well, divide the number of states by 10. How many states are there?
50.
Right? So that's 5 states a year.
Okay.
And divide that by 12 months. So you want to visit a different state every other month.
All right. So, and starting off, we could just say, I just want to visit one state that I've never been to next month.
We are definitely not communicating about this whole concept.
Okay.
Because your concept is just set one goal. And I'm not saying that. I'm not saying my goal is I'm only going to do it once. That's not the point. It's not a goal of just doing it once. It's a goal of making it small but replicable. That's why we don't seem to be on the same page with this at all. Tell me what your vision is, well, and how you think this works.
Well, I think that's the idea, is if I say do my shoulder rehab for 10 minutes tomorrow, then I accomplish that, and then I say, all right, I'm going to do it again the next day and the next day, and then I have a rest day. But I just sort of keep getting the positive mojo each day after that small success that allows me to sort of reset the goal and do it again.
I totally don't get it.
All right.
So I mean, I get it. I just, honestly, I don't think I agree with it. You know, if you're like, let's say, I don't know, your goal is, gosh, I need a really big, you know, okay. So my goal is to finish my book.
Okay.
Right. So I could say, okay, so my goal is tomorrow, I'm going to write for 2 hours. But my only goal is one day.
Okay.
That's not a little goal. That's a big goal. And all I'm doing is saying, but I only have to do it once. And that's like the antithesis of what I'm talking about. So we're like at complete opposite ends of the spectrum on this.
So good. Help me here. And tell me more again about what you would do.
For what?
Let's go back to the book analogy.
Well, I did.
Okay.
But you keep going back to your shoulder analogy, or you're visiting all the states, which is do something huge, but only do it once.
Okay.
Do something big and challenging, but only do it once. And what I'm saying is exactly the opposite of that. Do something small and doable and achievable and set that as the goal, but something you're gonna repeat.
So, all right, work with me. So the 10 minutes of shoulder rehab a day, that's too big?
I have no idea, because as I said, I have no idea what it takes to rehab your shoulder.
Okay.
So if it absolutely positively takes 10 minutes a day, and that's what it's going to take to do that, then that's going to have to be your goal. But that is not a small goal. And saying, I'm only going to do this challenging thing one time, is the antithesis of what I'm talking about.
These small goals. So, okay.
It's about laying bricks. It's about the fact that one step is better than no steps. And if you do that one step every day, you will get there. It's about setting goals that are so small that you can do them over and over again because they add up. Not telling yourself, self, I'm going to make it really hard, but I only have to do it one time.
Got it.
Does that make sense?
Yep. And I think we're sort of in the same direction. I'm just not maybe explaining it as well, or the analogy just isn't as good. But your 300 words a day book analogy, so that's small for you, is to write 300 words, right?
Well, one would think, but I seem to be having trouble with even that. But nevertheless, yeah, that should be small. I'm not telling myself, okay, tomorrow you're going to write for 2 hours.
Got it. And then when we do these things, so we have that success, right? And then we get the dopamine response, right? The positive reinforcement in our brain. So that helps drive us forward, even though these things may, you know, your book analogy may take months, right? A few months?
Yeah, but a whole lot less time than doing nothing.
Exactly. So you get that dopamine response. It keeps you going.
And I mean, do you realize that 300 words a day times 300 days a year, it's 90,000 words.
That's a book.
It's a book and a half.
There you go.
I mean, seriously, like I should write 300 words every single day of my life, because I love to write.
That would be awesome.
But I don't. So why don't I?
Because we have a lot of conflicting priorities, a lot of things going on, a lot of travel and family and priorities and work and all those things. But it's like anything. If you fall off the wagon, so to speak, you got to just get back on and try again and pick yourself up and okay. And maybe you'll do it for 10 days and then something will come along and derail you. But the sooner you get back on, the sooner you'll get to those 90,000 words or whatever.
Agreed.
All right. So to sum it up, we want those big goals, but we need to break them down into smaller, fun size pieces that we can do and make them like not like half a fun size, like really small, able to accomplish them.
I like fun size.
You like fun size.
Yeah, I was just thinking about that, because fun size has baked into it the idea that it's fun.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, let's set bite-sized goals that are just fun and easy. Gosh, why do we always feel like we have to make things so hard?
Like your original Facebook post, right? Why do we always feel like we have to make things hard? So let's, when we're looking at what we're going to do, let's just make things fun-sized.
Fun-sized. I like it. So what else? How are we ending? How are we closing out today?
Well, let's ask people again if they have questions or something that they would like to hear from us, because we have this...
We set up a hotline.
We set up the Hey Eric A. Joyce hotline, the HHH.
The HHH. So I actually think for anybody who is going to call in and leave us a message, which would completely make our day, I think you need to start your message with, "Hey, Eric," or "Hey, Joyce," or "Hey, Eric and Joyce."
Absolutely. And then say what you would like to learn more about, or what questions do you have? What questions do you have about us? 99 walks, mindset, journey.
Okay. But whatever you do, do not ask Eric what his goals are, because apparently they're secret.
To be revealed at a later date. So in order to do that, just call our number, 866-99-WALKS.
Do you believe we got that phone number?
That's pretty cool. And press extension 3. That's where you'll get the voicemail. So it's 866-999-2557.
866-99-WALKS, extension 3.